Making plans for Labor Day weekend. Well, this is a big, huge family event, and it's in a beautiful spot. Lights at the Lighthouse presents the San Pedro Music Festival. Four Indeed. Stages. And that's Q with his great voice. Q is part of this. He's the master of ceremonies on the main stage. And in the past, he...
An MC must move the crowd.
And yeah, and you do. You've got music experience in your background. You were in College Boys.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. A group, Victim of the Ghetto.
Indeed, mm-hmm. Indeed.
And then also we are joined by the founder. Yeah.
Yeah, so that sounds important, huh?
It is important.
We're delighted to be here. Thank you for the opportunity to talk about our festival. We always love to do that.
Thank you for coming. You brought your wife. It's Bill and Gail Fleury.
My lovely wife, Gail.
Yes.
Hi.
Gail, you are secretary of the board of directors, which means that you do everything.
I do a lot of things.
Right.
Mostly the errand running, the note-taking. Yeah, I work with the board of directors and with the festival team, the people that actually put this together and make it happen. We have an amazing team of people who just dedicate hours and hours of their time to make this happen. We have Bob Carpenter, who does all of the set and site inspections and coordination and permit pulling. So we've got great people.
Yeah. So, Bill, this is coming up on September 2nd. It's this coming Saturday, San Pedro Music Festival, and it is happening close to the water.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm glad you asked, Tina. We're at beautiful Point Firmin Park. Mm-hmm. Now, as you may know, that's the site of the Point Firmin Lighthouse that was built in 1874. Beautiful historic building that's open for tours. The way the park is set up, you can be on stage playing and looking out at the ocean in Catalina Island.
Beautiful.
So yeah, it's a gorgeous location. I have bands who tell me they want to come play for us just because of the location.
Mm-hmm. Just because of the view.
The view.
From the stage. You have four stages where you have music.
Four stages for all ages, we like to say.
Yeah.
We have the main stage. This year, we're doing something new. We're building a 40-foot wide by 16-foot deep scaffold stage, like a real professional festival. How about that?
That is very professional. With 13 years, you've got profession down.
And then we do have a worship stage, and then we have the edge stage, which is for heavy metal music, and then we have a youth stage where we have kids singing and dancing and performing. It's kind of a fun thing. And next to that, we have a free climbing wall. We have a puppet stage. We have face painting. We got food trucks. And something special this year I wanted to mention to you is our graffiti art competition. We're going to have a contest for youth at risk doing live graffiti art painting. We're going to give them the assignment of doing imagery or wording for the word light. And the festival crowd is going to vote on the winner, and the winner is going to get a nice prize. So come to the park so you can help decide who's the best painter.
Yeah, that's very cool to watch in action. So graffiti art going on. You've got the climbing wall, the climbing rock wall, you said?
Yes, climbing wall right next to the kids' stage, and it's free.
Uh-huh.
And we're really proud of the performers we have this year. I don't know if you're familiar with the reggae band Christafari. They've performed in 17 different countries this year, and they are America's most popular reggae band because their last two albums are ranked numbers 1 and 2 on the Billboard charts for reggae music.
Yeah, so you've got some real stars there. And different types of music, right?
You've absolutely.
You were talking about heavy metal, rock, reggae. And do you want to tell us a little bit about Light at the Lighthouse?
Well, the theme of the festival, it's a faith-based festival, and we're trying to bring a little light to the community. So that's why we call it Light at the Lighthouse. And all the bands that play are Christian bands, although all types of music, and everybody that performs is, it's all faith-based. So people who come to the festival just love it. They're amazed that they haven't heard of it before. It's because I'm the one who's marketing it. I'm not very good at that.
Well, you're here. And Q, you're on the main stage. You're the master of ceremonies. Do you want to tell us a little bit about some of the acts? What got you involved?
I got to the festival. The first year I got to it, I was amazed at the ambiance. Mm-hmm. I mean, just on the water, I mean, just the loveliness, watching, feeling the breeze while you're on the stage. So it was an amazing experience. And then to see the variety of bands, Christafari. I'm from the Caribbean. Mm-hmm. So when you hear reggae, you know, I tell, well, may I talk about when you hear reggae, then for me, you know, that was an awesome treat to see the reggae band. And then, you know, all the professionalism with some of the music that I heard, being an ex-Virgin Records recording artist, you know, your ears get to the point to where if it's not good, then you don't want to hear it.
But I found it's actually very easy to do sound badly.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And I've done
exactly.
it before myself.
Exactly.
But the folks we have now doing sound are really good. They've begun using speaker arrays
on
each side of the stage. And I noticed I was at the Hollywood Bowl last weekend seeing the Tchaikovsky concert. They used speaker arrays and the sound was fabulous. Mm. You could hear every note of every violin. I was very impressed.
And yes, so you've got that.
Now we have it at Light at the Lighthouse, speaker arrays.
What I really like is the fact that, especially on the main stage, but on all of the stages, the people that speak on them, even a lot of the bands, give a testimony as to what has impacted their lives. Mm-hmm. And the stories that come out are heart-wrenching, inspirational. Mm-hmm. Frankly, some of them are almost unbelievable. There's a guy that helped us found this called Mark Geppert. And when he has told his story, his is like Indiana Jones on steroids. Mm-hmm. He's a wild man, and you would never think it. You look at him, and he looks like a short, pudgy insurance salesman, and he's a pastor, and he's had amazing adventures in China and Tibet and Indonesia, yeah.
You have people speaking on the stages also.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yes, we do. Not for a great length of time. They're between the acts, but last year, having Q tell his story was amazing, and we'll be hearing more from him this year as well.
And so now you're working with Light at the Lighthouse, the music
indeed.
Festival.
Yes.
Some of the acts are really, I'm sure you think they're amazing. Rick Hutchinson Band. Dave, who was going to be here today, he's in that band.
Okay, yes.
And then, he's the lead singer, yeah.
And Kevin Moore, also Soul Reformation.
Yes.
Propaganda, mm-hmm. and then Christafaria.
Yeah, people in America say Christafari, but I ask Christafari. I say, is it Christafari or Christafari? Because, mm-hmm. you know, I'm from the Caribbean. And he goes, what do you call it? What do you think it is? I said, I think it's Christafari, but you guys just let people say Christafari. He was cracking up.
What's your Caribbean accent?
What y'all talk about?
Yeah, right.
What you asking me? What do you say? Everything Caribbean. Everything Caribbean.
Uh-huh. What else would you like us to know about the festival, Bill?
Well, it's free, mm-hmm. and it's open.
We like free.
We like free, and we like to invite everybody in the community.
Gail, what are you looking forward to?
I'm glad you asked. I have a special place in my heart for kids. I've always worked with them, and my friend Darcy Thornblad runs the children's and youth area. She has a group, hopefully coming, that, what is it called? Nicaragua?
Nick Evangelist.
Mm-hmm. And it's a street ministry, street dancing and storytelling, and it's done partly in Spanish and partly in English. We saw them at the Spanish service that we play for on Saturday nights and thought they would be a great addition. So I'm looking forward to them being there. There also is a wonderful puppet ministry, and the kids really love the puppets. The graffiti art can be an actually amazing thing to watch, because it starts out as a blank canvas, or some years it's just saran wrapping trees. And at the end of the day, you have this beautiful mural, and then you just cut it down.
So someone brings it to life. You get to see it
from nothing to something.
Yeah.
And it usually has a pretty powerful and positive message to it.
And Q, you bring positive messages to people because you minister to people, also to the homeless.
Yes, indeed. Definitely. I mean, we don't just minister to the homeless. We try to advocate for the things, systematic things that keeps people houseless, right? I mean, mm-hmm. the city of Los Angeles, homelessness has risen in 1 year, 23% in the entire county.
Yeah.
So we try to deal with the housing, you know, the cost of housing and all that other stuff.
And the rents going up and the number of people that are displaced on a monthly basis. Yeah, it's horrible.
And it's not just in the city of Los Angeles. It's the entire county. It's all over the country. So we've got work to do. We got work to do, man.
Yeah, but you're doing it. You're helping. And Bill, what else do you want to tell us before we go about the festival?
Well, if you have kids, you probably want to bring them because this is a fabulous family event, and we have inspirational speakers that I think your kids might enjoy hearing. For example, we have the Los Angeles City Director of the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, Shane Morgan, will be there speaking. We're going to have a good story from a local church, Rolling Hills Covenant, where I play music. They bring people off Skid Row to teach them how to do welding, and then they hire them to build these bicycle ambulances, which they then send to Africa to help the poor people there. So this is a win-win situation where we're helping the poor people here, and they're helping the poor people in Africa. I just love that story.
So you have stories on stage and then the music and then all of the other activities, including the graffiti art. That's this coming Saturday in San Pedro.
Yep. It's my birthday weekend. So come celebrate with DMC.
Celebrate with Q.
September 1st is my birthday. So all come right. The next day after it. Come on the 2nd to celebrate my birthday.
Hallelujah.
At yeah. Light at the Lighthouse.
Happy birthday.
It's going
to you.
Down.
Yeah, it
it's
is.
Going to happen. Come chill. Come have a good time. Come eat. Come drink.
How old are you going to be, Q?
We're not going to tell you that.
We'll have to do something special
for you.
Do
some research.
Q's, Google it.
Google it.
You're 29. So it's
he looks 29.
I know, right? It is the San Pedro Music Festival. Everyone is invited. Light at the Lighthouse. Q, can you give us the website?
Yes. It's lightatthelighthouse.org, and the at is A-T. So it's lightatthelighthouse.org. It's kind of tricky.
You also have a website for the church that you work with, Church With No Walls.
Yeah, the Church Without Walls. It's therowchurch.org. Therowchurch.org. T-H-E-R-O-W church.org. Can you dig it?
You work in Skid Row,
yes,
that's why.
Yes, work in Skid Row with the homeless. But Skid Row community is a lot more complex than people think. It's not just homeless people, but there are about 9,000 people who live in actually, who are housed in Skid Row.
Yeah.
But that's another story for some other time.
Thank you, Bill, Gail, and Q for talking to us.
Thanks so much.
Easy now.
So kind of you to have us. Thanks a lot.